beyond a valley near a mountain that was covered in the most gorgeous wildflowers, there lived a girl named Ella. Her mother worked as a seamstress in a nearby village, creating beautiful clothing by hand. Ella would stay home and make thread from cotton for her mother to use in her work. She would carefully process it and dye it a variety of colors, from blue to gray, to the brightest reds and the sunniest yellows. Ella especially loved this task and made a game of finding rainbows in the threads she spun. She was a creative child by nature, and the villagers would flock to her home to buy the delicate threads she made. Every day, while her mother was at work in the neighboring village, Ella would walk to a small field a few miles from home, where she would pick the cotton she needed to make her thread. She liked to choose the very best clumps herself and could always imagine what each fluffy ball would become. This routine suited them both just fine. They were happy and content, and wanted for nothing. One such day, Ella was returning home from the field, carrying her little basket of cotton in her hand. All of a sudden, her ears were filled with the most melodious sound she'd ever heard. It rang through the air like a magical chime. She was overcome with joy at the enchanting way it filled her senses. She knew she had to find the source of this strange and beautiful tune. Perhaps once she found it, she'd sit down and listen for a long, long time. Ella turned in the direction of the music. Its lilting quality made her think of ripples on the surface of a lake. She began to walk, and as she did, she could sense the melody growing clearer and more beautiful. A picture of a lake filled her mind and seemed to call to her. She must be going the right way, she realized. The sun was shining in the blue sky, and there was a gentle breeze, which made her walk even more satisfying. Here and there, she saw little rabbits hopping through the grass. Butterflies danced between the blooms that dotted the landscape. Even though Ella was curious about where the music was coming from, she was grateful for such a wonderfully relaxing journey. The rows of flowers in their many colors gave her ideas for the spools of thread she would spin later. She thought it would be nice to make some pink ones, like the roses, and some yellows, like the daisies. She might dye some of the cotton as blue as the sky, or purple for the lavender that scented the breeze. Ella walked and walked for a very long time. She climbed steep hills and waded through shallow puddles, grasping her little basket of cotton, giggling as she went. Most of the time, Ella was a calm and practical person. She never did things like this. Perhaps that was why she was drawn to this song. It gave her a sense of freedom to go where it led. But now, a new sound intermingled with the enchanting song. She could hear the quiet lapping of water in a lake. The sound was mesmerizing and became even more so the closer she got to it. She could feel it lulling her into a sense of calm. Before she even saw it, she knew she would love to curl up next to the lake, in the soft green grass, listening to the beautiful chorus of sounds.